Well, before I get started, I'd like to say a great big thank you to Tina and Pat Singletary. When I first started coming to this church, Pat and Tina met with me over in the fellowship hall, and we had a few women's circle meetings. And both of them had accepted the commitment to see to it that women's circle continues. And I can't tell you how much I have gained by restarting my study of the Bible at over 6 decades of age. It has really meant a lot to me. But I wanted to say a little bit about Esther. Esther was a displaced and orphaned teenager, and he raised her up to save the nation. Can you imagine the weight on her shoulders? Every day, probably in our lives, or often, we feel the weight of tasks that are put on our shoulders. She ultimately, even though she was frightened and insecure, became a young girl. She then became Queen Esther. She had a great mission to accomplish. She did not have a clue as to what would happen in her life. Nor did Mordecai, her uncle, who had adopted her. God used her innate qualities of intelligence, respect, faith, humility, creativity, courage, flexibility, submission, obedience, long-suffering, patience, and leadership to carry out his plan. God knew Esther was the one to carry out his plan. Even though Esther had no clue. The study of the book of Esther has helped me to see how God worked in her life to save a nation of people. I believe he wants to work in my life and in your life for the good of others. Of course, I cannot do something as great and as powerful as Esther, but there are many other ways that I can serve others in my life. He may give me some challenging responsibilities, but I have to remember, he will never give me a task that I cannot handle. God wants all of us to be faithful to him and to be on the lookout for ways we can serve our church, our community, and our families. And every time we drive out of the parking lot, the church parking lot, I want us to think about that that's where our missions begin.